Well, Toronto Film Festival, that's the big news today, isn't it?
It is. It opens today in Toronto, just 4.5 hours down the road. It may be the biggest and best film festival in the world. About 300 feature-length films are being screened. Not all of them have an intense buzz. Some of them that do have a good buzz and already have distribution deals lined up, so they will be at theaters near you, are films like Gravity, 12 Year a Slave, The Fifth Estate, August, Osage County, and Dallas Buyers Club. But there's plenty of stuff, even stuff that has star-driven that do not have distributions. Things like The Third Person, which is a Paul Haggis drama that stars Liam Neeson, Adrian Brody, James Franco, and Olivia Wilde. They jump around from Paris to Rome to New York and trace hidden connections between all three of the men
Sounds
characters.
Like it's likely that's one that will get picked up along the line.
Probably will. And some folks are saying that the fact that there are so many of these kinds of smaller but still have stars in them, films that are available, is actually a strong indication of the confidence of the market. So the nervousness that was there a couple years ago is a little subdued, so people are willing to wait to make the right deal. Another one of those is, and this is one of the hotter titles, is Can a Song Save Your Life? It stars Keira Knightley, Mark Ruffalo, Catherine Keener in a music industry drama that includes a recording artist Mos Def, CeeLo Green, and Maroon 5's Adam Levine. The Irish director John Kerry put this together, Can a Song Save Your Life, and it's his return to the music arena after Once, which was actually a really nice little, very low-budget film that they turned into a Broadway musical that won the Best Musical last year, and is a charming little film. So we'll look forward to Can a Song Save Your Life.
Right.
Several high-profile titles like T.I. West's The Sacrament got strong reviews in Venice. We'll see what happens in Toronto. Adam McGoyan's Devil Knot that stars Reese Witherspoon and Colin Firth, Eli Ross, The Inferno, and Joe, starring Nicolas Cage. There's a film that they played at Sundance called Kill Your Darlings, which is about the beat. He plays Allen Ginsberg. Daniel Radcliffe plays Allen
Ginsberg. Harry Potter plays Allen Ginsberg?
Yeah, exactly. He's good, too. It's called Kill Your Darlings. So that's that played at Sundance, and they're still looking to find a distributor for that. And then an Errol Flynn biopic starring Kevin Kline called The Last of Robin Hood.
That's good casting.
Robin Hood was done by Errol Flynn. He didn't just star in it. He made it. He produced it. So Kevin Kline... it's in the waning years of his life. Errol Flynn wrote a book, My Wicked, Wicked Ways. So anyway, Kevin Kline would be
Which
really
at the time
good
was considered that. Extraordinarily tawdry, but by today's standard, it's not.
Well, it's still pretty tawdry. there's a Jimi Hendrix biopic called All Is By My Side.
You know I want to see that.
Yeah, and Cymbeline, starring Ethan Hawke, a classic piece. Ron Howard has a documentary, a music documentary, that covers Jay-Z's organizing the Budweiser Made in America Music Festival. It's called Made in America. And then Mike Myers has a documentary. You'll see how serious this documentary is. It's called Supermensch, The Legend of Shep Gordon. So Matthew Weiner from Mad Men has a film called You Are Here, and that stars Owen Wilson, Zach Galifianakis, and Amy Poehler. So anyway, that's just some of the 300 films that are playing. Those are the ones that are in markets, and we'll get news about whether they get picked up or not.
But yeah, it'll be fun to see next week to see where we've gone.
Absolutely. All my colleagues are going to be there in Toronto, and I got to be at a wedding and all kinds of other things.
You get to be at a wedding. You don't got to be at a wedding.
Well, it's true. It is an honor to be at a wedding. But anyway, we'll bid good wishes to all the colleagues who are over there in Toronto and any of you that are able to make it over there to a really outstanding
festival. We do have movie choices this weekend. I mean, there's a lot going on in town this week. We have the Homegrown Festival, U of M Notre Dame. There's all sorts of things going on. The Carytown Book Fest. But there's movies.
There is, and there's some really good ones. One that's playing just a couple of days is a European film called Europa Report, and it's a sci-fi film about the moon of Jupiter, which is called Europa. Although it's considered an ice ball, there's a thought that it could actually contain single-cell life in it, and this is about a journey, a spaceship that was sent out, and they actually discover that there's a single cell life. In fact, there's an ocean underneath all of the ice. So they send a manned probe with five astronauts that go to check this out. Well, things go wrong. The spaceship doesn't...
As you might imagine.
The spaceship loses power, loses communications. There's all kind of human things that are going on. And this film, Europa Report, a space adventure, has gotten 80% positive reviews, including Kenneth Turan of the NPR and Los Angeles Times, who says Europa Report is a grade A version of a B picture, a streamlined science fiction story that smartly tells a familiar tale without breaking the bank.
Nice.
So, I'm really interested in this film. I haven't seen it, but the script gets praised, the performances get praised. Definitely worth checking out. Prince Avalanche is a small American film that has a name cast, Paul Rudd and Emile Hirsch, and they're two guys who are hired to paint traffic lines on a highway over the summer. And it's in this really remote area that's been burned out. You know, the previous summer, all of the vegetation had been burned off the land. And so they're in this kind of stark environment painting, and it's just this...
Finding the humor in their misery?
Well, finding the humor in their misery and finding the misery in their work and their own personal misery and sharing it with each other. But it's a very human tale that, again, has got a tremendous amount of positive reviews. Variety says warm and enjoyable. Hollywood Reporter said perhaps Green's chief accomplishment, he's the director, is this odd little gem of a movie that coaxes mutual compassion out of the characters without having to put it into words.
And Paul Rudd's one of those characters. I mean, he's by and large Paul Rudd in every movie, but at the same time, he has a face and a demeanor that inspires compassion.
That's right, and humor as well. So Prince Avalanche is actually playing quite a few screenings at the Michigan Theater. Go check that out. And then at the State Theater, we're opening Hell Baby, which is a complete spoof. It played Sundance this year, and my programming team went to it, and they thought it was a lot of fun. And it's about this couple who the wife is pregnant, and they buy a house in New Orleans. It's a definite fixer-upper, and apparently has this tremendously evil curse on it. And they've got neighbors who are not helpful at all. They've got police officers that come that are not helpful at all. And not all the reviews are positive because it's kind of one of those gross-out comedies. But if you like that kind of thing, this is a extremely effective parody on all of those things. The Village Voice says... who likes nothing. And they liked it. They said the movie is delightfully crude in places, including the instance of relay puking. So if you're into that, that would be good. And just plain silly clever in other places. Another critic said it doesn't reinvent the wheel after the anarchic sketch comedy show The State, but funny is funny, and Hell Baby is very, very funny. So if you're into that kind of horror spoof thing, you might want to go
out. But there's definitely
Hell
an
Baby.
Audience.
Oh,
for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, there definitely
the
is.
The next movie is the one I'm really interested in.
Blue Jasmine.
Yes.
Yes. Well, this has been extremely popular, Woody Allen's best film since Midnight in Paris by general acclaim, and some folks would consider it better. Midnight in Paris was, in my opinion, a hoot. It was just really fun to watch. I don't know if it was a great film, but it was a lot of fun to watch. And Blue Jasmine has a performance.
Well, it's got Cate Blanchett. She's among
the
best.
Her performance is amazing. I mean, the Academy Award kind of stamped all over that. Sally Hawking's in it. Alec Baldwin plays the husband, who's this Bernie Madoff kind of character who loses the fortune, which leaves the Cate Blanchett character drifting, and she goes to live with her very working-class sister in San Francisco after having this really high-level life in New York. Blue Jasmine is definitely worth checking out. Everybody likes
Louis
it.
Louis C.K., a very funny comedian, and Andrew Dice Clay in a role that is... uncharacteristic.
Yeah, Andrew Dice Clay plays the husband, the ex-husband of the sister that she goes to live with in San Francisco, and he is really good.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. So, yeah, I'm very interested because I hated his comedy.
Yeah, well, go check it out. It's good use of great characters. The Spectacular Now was a Cinetopia hit, and it's about high school seniors who's an effortless charmer, a guy who unexpectedly falls in love with the nice girl in the school, and and things go back and forth, and it really is a very effective coming of age film set right at that point between college and high school, where people are getting their lives together and figuring out what they're going to do with the future. USA Today said, a marvel of well-rounded characters, strong performances, disarming chemistry, and deeply felt. And just you got to go see it. It's easily one of the best summer films. The Cinemall film this week is Riddick, which is the Vin Diesel franchise. This is the third film. It's got like 63% positive
reviews.
It's
still going to do gangbusters. So people love that thing.
The third film in the trilogy. So anyway, if you like, go check it out. Tonight we have Psycho at 10 o'clock just for students. There's lots of other good stuff going on. Big Lebowski's The Midnight Show State. So go.